Welcome to Cottage Talk. I'm Russ Goldman, and co-hosting with me today will be Emilio Danella and Mike Gregg. In this special episode, we'll be debating the topic, and it should be this. Should Fulham change their manager now? We'll be looking at this from all angles, so this show should be pretty interesting. But before we go any further, let me introduce my co-host first, Mr. Mike Gregg. How you doing, my friend?
Yeah, I'm good, Russ, and hi to Emilio. And, yeah, looking forward to talking about the current situation and possibly the way forward, maybe the way we want it or maybe the way we think the club are going to go forward.
Absolutely. We are going to tackle this from many different angles, and that's why I wanted to do this. Again, you know, we're going to share our opinions of what we think the club should do, and we'll also share what we think the club will do. So again, we're going to tackle this from many different ways. But before we go any further, also have to welcome my other College Talk co-host, Emilio, back to the show. Emilio, how you doing?
Hi there, Russ. Hi, Mike. Welcome back from the Big Apple. Hope you had a good time out there. How was your trip?
I had a very good time, yeah, and it was nice to meet Russ as well.
Absolutely, yeah. Hopefully topped off your holiday out there. But, yeah, I'm glad to be doing the show with the pair of you today. Yeah, it'll be good to share views, share conflicts of opinion possibly, but let's make it an interesting debate, and hopefully the fans who are listening will also appreciate our feedback and comments.
Absolutely, and listen, I'm going to be sharing some of the comments from the Fulham supporters because I put this on the Cottage Talk Facebook page to ask their fans to view their opinions on it. So again, we have plenty to get through in and out. This should be very interesting, and let's start off here. And again, I happen to see the speculation this morning. You know, again, when we were planning the show, I wasn't expecting there to be any speculation. Well, there is now, and again, it goes according to the Sun. Again, here's the report. Fulham eye, Hull City boss Steve Bruce as potential Kit Simon's alternative. Again, this report's coming from Here Is the City, but it is originating from the Sun. And, Emilio, I'm going to start with you. Were you surprised to see this story this morning?
Not really. When I messaged you first thing this morning, when I woke up, and I'm not surprised. I think there is common knowledge that maybe we aren't doing as well as we should be doing. I think, you know, we haven't picked up as many points as we could have done by now. I think we've had a sort of an easy-ish sort of opening 10 games. There's a couple of tricky ones in there, but I don't think our points return is significant or sufficient enough to be just. I think we should be higher in the table, the squad that we've got. And to be honest, it's old news. We had this speculation last season. You know, there'll be some fans who'll be pro and against, you know, for it and against it. I'm not necessarily in favour of Steve Bruce, although he might be an upgrade to Kit Simons. I'm not sure he's the right man for Fulham, nor the right strategic replacement. And I don't want Kit Simons replaced rashly. I actually want a right decision made for the future of the club, medium, long term, not just in the short term. So Steve Bruce, not surprised that the speculation's come up again. He's struggling a little bit with Hull City, not setting the world alight in this division. And, you know, if he's better than Kit Simons, maybe we will push up the table. But is he going to be the right manager for Fulham Football Club 2, 3, 4 years down the line? I'm not sure he is. And we could be doing better. Hence, you know, my apprehension of maybe making a rash decision and replacing Kit Simons at this precise moment in time. But obviously, upset the wheels in motion is you start to get a feel for the direction I'm heading for this next hour of debate. So
I have an idea of where you're headed on this, which could make this show very interesting. And, Mike, I want to go to you. Again, I happen to see this morning. Emil actually gave me the heads up to the speculation. What was going through your mind when you saw it?
Yeah, well, he's definitely been linked with us every time. You know, just when McGaff went, he was linked partly through the Gang of Five, maybe putting him forward, and then during the summer, speculation, and now a third time. So there's definitely some smoke there, isn't there? I mean, whether we've actually made any approach in the past or sounded him out, who knows? But, you know, whatever your individual feelings about Bruce are, and I'm not a fan, and I can give various reasons why I'm not keen on him, but he would be a short-term fix, I think, you know, to get us up. And some fans would like that. I think, we can talk about it later, but it's the type of manager, if you're going to replace Kit, what are you going to go for? Are you going to go for experience of championship and promotion? Are you going to go for someone off the wall, or are you going to go for someone younger? So, you know, he would fit the bill in the first part of that, you know, along with other names that we can mention later. But personally, I think he's a manager who comes in, gets the team going with the squad he's got. But once he's into his second year, third year, and starts signing players, if you look back over his record, his teams deteriorate quite quickly. And so it would be a short-term fix to get the goal of promotion. But I'm not particularly keen on him as a manager or as a personality at the club. But I think
okay.
There's probably something in it. I think it's either his group leaking it, or it's possibly the club putting feelers out, partly to see whether anyone would be interested, but also maybe to give Kit, you know, a little nod and say, you know, you're not doing as great as you should be, and you need to be producing some better results.
Listen, I totally agree with that, Mike, and that's what, again, made this speculation interesting, because I was trying to figure out, it's difficult, it's speculation, you know, what was the motivation behind the story, where's it coming from, we don't know, you know, again, we really don't know, you bring up all the different angles where this story can be coming from, but again, for us to talk about this now, again, I planned on us doing this show a few days ago, so this is nothing new, it just happened that this speculation popped up, so it kind of helps with our discussion of the show. It gives a little bit of validity that maybe there is something here. Again, we don't know. This is, you know, speculation coming from the sun. But again, I really wanted to have a show we could really just talk about the current state of Fulham Football Club and the manager. So, again, this is a good jumping off point. And that's going to have me transition right back to you, Mike, because here's the crux of the issue with Fulham Football Club. Do they have a club talented enough to be in the top six? And that's where I want to start off. Do they have all the pieces? Maybe they're missing a piece or two, but are they good enough with the players that they have right now, Mike, to make the top six?
I think if you look at the squad, the signings we've made, the experience we have in the team now, then we're considerably better than last season. And it's peaked with the QPR game. We played very well in the Rotherham game as well. And so when playing at their potential and having looked at a lot of the teams in the Championship, and, you know, we see Brighton sort of running away, but realistically, I think you look at all those teams, there's probably 18 clubs who are all the same, could be producing results and being at the top of the table. So are we good enough to be top six? I think we're good enough to be in that sort of 4-8 position. I don't think we're quite good enough. Not quite. We're not good enough for the first two or three places. But we should be competing, and we should be in that position. And Emilio touched on it. The 10 games we've had have been a bit of a mixed bag of teams that we've played, you know, at the top and at the bottom. We've come out with 12 points. My target was always 16, 17 points after 10 games. And we can see where that would have put us in the table, you know, in the top 8-10. And we're below that. And we're actually closer to the bottom three than we are to the top six. And there is a 3-point gap already above us. And if we cannot afford to go going forward to allow that gap to get any bigger. So I do believe we have the players. We maybe lack another striker. Still another out-and-out experienced winger, maybe, someone who actually attacks fullbacks. But I'm fairly happy with the squad we've got, you know, given the fullbacks and the centre-backs we have now, lots of competition in midfield as well. And, you know, goalkeeping-wise, Lonergan has done well, and Lewis is, he's fine as a backup for the rest of the year. So, yes, we should be challenging for promotion, and the club keeps saying that, you know, the target is sixth place. And I think the question really is, do they expect the top six or just want the top six? And I think that's the decision you have to make going forward.
That's a great point there, Mike. Do you expect the top six or do you want the top six? And that, you know, comes down to Fulham Football Club. What are your expectations? What are your goals here? That's actually a great way to put it. All right, Emil, what are your thoughts about what I just proposed here? Do Fulham have the squad right now, as we talk, the players in place, to be in the top six?
Yeah, I think I mentioned it in the last show about a week or so ago. On the Friday, you know, as far as I'm concerned, you know, we've got definitely a top eight squad, if not high. I think I might hit it on the nail on the head. Fourth to eighth, we're more than capable of beating those teams in that section of the table. We have got enough of a good squad. We've got more depth. There's more competition. You know, we can have an injury to Jazz Richards, and we've got a natural successor in that role. Bettinelli got injured. We've got Andy Donegan in goal. It's not like last year, okay, Bettinelli had an injury and we had Pyjamas coming in goal. So whatever fans may challenge, agree or disagree, we have got a much stronger squad, a very experienced championship squad. We've got good young talent coming through the youth. We've got young players in the first 16 squad. So to be honest, we're in a good position. You know, we're going that up northwards. We're not going southwards, we're going northwards, you know, i.e., we'd go incrementally pushing towards that target of getting promotion. I'm realistic in my expectation. I always said at the beginning of the season that top eight was more than achievable, and I still don't disagree with that. I still believe top eight is more than achievable. But, you know, I didn't honestly think promotion was viable this season. But if it came and it was offered to you, you're not going to reject it. You're not going to turn it down. But my concern is, if we were to get promoted with a squad, do we have the right board members? Do we have the right manager in place? I don't think we're not a million miles away from getting that top six position. But like Mike said, I think we're maybe a striker short. We should have invested more in the summer. We didn't. But we're not a million miles away from where we need to be. And other than the Wolves game, our performances haven't been that bad. You know, we thumped QPR, beat Rotherham comfortably, but we dropped points in crucial games against Charlton. Hull City, we lost late in the game. Brighton, we lost late in the game. Cardiff, we dropped points late in the game. So if you add up those 4 or 5 points that we lost, we would have hit the target that Mike was referring to, that 17-point mark, and then we'd all be actually smiling and more optimistic and more bullish. So we're not a million miles away from where we need to be. Could we be doing better? Of course we can. Every club can be doing better. You know, so Premier League clubs should be doing better than they perform. But then what's happened to Liverpool? Look, they made a decision. They got rid of Rodgers and brought in Klopp. Does Fulham Football Club have the same intention? Are they looking to replace Kit Simons, or do they feel that we're going in the right track, we're moving northwards, i.e. improving incrementally, but do we need to move quicker? Do we need to improve faster? Do we need to be killing these games off to push up the table? That's the key question, and in my eyes, I'm not too sure the board are quite ready to make a change yet, but they're knocking on the door saying unless draws turn into wins and defeats turn into draws, I don't see there being an immediate change.
Now, listen, excellent points, you know, because many of the issues that we're talking about, you know, if we are projecting forward, you are looking at big picture issues. You're looking at falling back in the Premier League. Can we stay in the Premier League? Emilio, I love that you're thinking down the road. And do we have everything in place for that? And I see where you're going on that because it's not just about getting there. It's about staying there. There are many things to discuss here, and again, it is good that we are talking about the manager. And Mike, I'm going to go to you because you're my stats guy. You love stats. I'm going to give you an interesting comparison and see if you could tell me who this team is that I'm talking about. First, we'll start with Fulham. They're 13th. They have 3 wins, 3 draws, 4 losses. They've scored 17. They've given up 16 for a +1 goal differential. And after 10 games, they have 12 points. The other team I'm going to share with you, I'm not going to tell you who it is. A couple seasons ago, we'll see if you can figure it out. This team was 14th. They had 3 wins, 3 draws, 4 losses. Their goals for were 18. Their goals against was 17. Their goal differential was +1. They were also on 12 points after 10 matches. They also made a managerial change. Who am I talking about, Mike, 2 years ago?
Would it be Derby by any chance, Russ?
It would be Derby County. It would be Derby County. And what's interesting, that's what really spurred me to really think about this, Mike, because 2 years ago, Derby County, I remember this, they changed the manager from Nigel Clough and went to Steve McLaren. And at the time, I was talking to my friends, because I have many friends that support Derby. I said, what are they doing? Why are they making the change now? I didn't understand it. I'm starting to understand more why they did, because, again, Derby County went from those 12 points. They ended up third. They ended up being in the playoffs, and as we know, they lost at Wembley to QPR. but they made a dramatic change under Steve McLaren. And I emailed our friend Andy Buckley-Taylor, who is a Darby County blogger, and asked him about this. So I'm just going to read a little bit of what he had to say, Mike, and then I want to get your thoughts, and Amelia, I want to go to you, because it goes to talk about what we're talking about. Should Fulham make a managerial change? I think that they should right now, honestly. And part of the reason is this comparison with Derby County. Okay, this is from my friend Andy Buckley-Taylor. It says, after a disastrous Premier League campaign, the board threw money at Paul Jewell in an attempt at a quick return to the top flight. We had a massive wage bill, and we never looked like bouncing back. Indeed, we looked like a sinking ship. After Jewell quit, Nigel Clough took over, and he reduced the wage bill in half. He had to recruit from lower divisions or from other countries. Players like Alberto Bueno and Craig Bryson were brought in. Not only did he accomplish this, but he also had some purple patches where we were riding in the top six. That in itself was a great achievement. However, teams soon learned how to counteract the pretty football mediocrity returned. In his latter years, he was often criticized for negative football. He would try and go defensive when we were leading and on top of games. Negative Nigel was what the fans called him. Steve McLaren tweaked the squad, made minor alterations, and suddenly we were playing some of the best football I've seen in years. Good attacking play, neat pass, and we were feared by no one. Unfortunately, we lost in the playoff lottery. Had he not flirted with Newcastle, I believe the run in last season would have seen us gain automatic promotion and not see the capitulation that we did witness. McLaren is acknowledged as a top coach. We picked him up when he was damaged goods as a head coach or manager. He's since done much to revert to being a butt of jokes. He lacked loyalty and showed a lack of respect to the owners, players, and most importantly, the fans of the club, Derby County. He could have been building a Derby side holding its own in the top flight, but he's heading for the sack with Newcastle. I think the whole episode will now leave people questioning his loyalty. He made his name at Derby, restored his reputation at Derby, and threw it all away. Getting back to your point about Kit Simons, in my own opinion, he's a full man and I would expect nothing but loyalty from him. However, if you want a comparison with Derby, I'd say he's Nigel Clough. He has steadied the ship and stopped it from sinking, but can he dodge every iceberg ahead? Maybe, but I don't see him reaching your preferred destination of the Premier League. And that's from our friend Andy Buckley-Taylor. And I'm sorry it was a little bit long-winded, but I wanted to get that out, Mike, to talk about where my motivation is coming. I saw this international break as an opportunity to change managers and push us forward up the table. What are your thoughts about what I just shared?
Yeah, well, you know, and that's what you need to look at. You need to look at the history of what and the position you're in at that moment in time. And so, you know, I pushed for Kit last year. He did exactly that, came in, steadied the ship, kept us up. And we all know that we're the only team to have such a dreadful start to stay up in, you know, God knows how long. But, you know, the second half, he did a lot of that work in his first 10 games, 10 to 12 games. And since Boxing Day, our actual form over all that period has been well into the bottom half. You know, I mean, we're not even talking 12, 13, you know, we're 16, 17th if you look at it over the year. And the question, it goes back to what I said earlier, what do the club want? You know, the club in meetings with certainly the supporters trust and in the same room I've been in, I have been, the owner expects top six. So if they really are expecting top six this season, the start we've had makes it difficult. Because I'm very strong on historical data, and I'm a true believer that after 10 games, 10, 12 games, the table is going to be pretty much that way come the end of the season. If you look at the table last year, 10 games, top eight, six of them were still in the top eight come the end of the season. Bournemouth came in, and you look back a couple of years as well, because I have done, and it's the same pattern, top eight, there'd be six clubs, five clubs, seven clubs who will be there at the end of the year. And if you look at the bottom six last year, the bottom six after 10 were the bottom six at the end of the season. So, you know, we have to be challenging very early on or we're playing catch-up. So
right.
If the expectation is, I want top six. We expect promotion this year. I don't agree with people who say, you know, we're not ready for promotion, because I don't think you're ever ready. With the Premier League, you get promotion, you need to buy half a team at least anyway. So be it this next summer, the summer after, you're going to have to make changes anyway. So priority one is get promotion. And so if the club truly believe that Kit is the manager to get promotion based on the last year in charge, then I have to say I believe they're mistaken. I think he has the tools, but he's not using them correctly, and he's not learning his lessons, despite what he says. And so, yeah, I agree. I would have, reluctantly, because I find no pleasure in, you know, getting a Fulham man like Kit Simons as being the push. But if promotion is your priority, then we needed to make a change now. Because I think we are just going to fall back more and more as it goes on. He's a solid coach, win some, lose some, but that's not going to get you promotion. And so just as Derby made the change, I feel we needed to make the change last week, give the new man 2 weeks to settle in. But now it seems we're going to be on this sort of 2 to 3 game short-term look. Oh, if he gets some points from the next 2 games, he stays, and so on and so on. And so I think if he loses 2 games in a row badly, he'll be out, and we'll continually be playing catch-up. And I can just see the sixth place just vanishing beyond the horizon if we continue as we are for the next month or two.
See, Mike, that's my fear here, and that's why I wanted to have this discussion. You know, again, when we talk about should we make the change now, and based on my conversations with the two of you, I think we're going to disagree a little bit. But I think we're all in agreement that we want Fulham to be in the top six to get promoted. And the numbers don't lie, Mike. You know, again, the odds get hotter and hotter the further along in the season that we go. And the one thing that stood out for me was Andy's line of, basically steadying a sinking ship. Kit did that, and he deserves credit for that. And I want to give credit to where it's due. You know, he's a full man. I don't get any pleasure of having this discussion about Kit, because I want a Kit like you did, Mike. But I'm looking at reality. I want Fulham to get back to the Premier League as quickly as possible. And when I look at Derby County and remember that time, and I'm thinking, this is when they did it, I'm thinking, we're not getting any better. Like you said, we're going to win some, we're going to lose some. I think a change has to happen, and I think a change should have happened this week, this past week. This was the time to do it. Liverpool did it. I know it's a different division. They were bold. I want Fulham to be bold, make a change. But, again, that'll go into our discussion, who do you change to. All right, Emilio, I'm sorry I was rambling a little bit. What are your thoughts about what I shared?
Yes, you know, many similarities there. And to be honest, it's actually quite spookily very, very similar. But, I don't disagree with all the things that you guys are saying. You know, don't get me wrong. You know, I'm not Kit's biggest fan. You know, I didn't want him appointed a year ago. I was very vocal about that. So I was in the minority who didn't want Kit. But like Mike said, he kept us in the division, albeit we hung in there towards the end. And we were a bottom six team, if you look at the results from around the end of December right through to the end of last season. So, in my opinion, if the club were bold enough, they should have made the change in the summer, not in October or November, the season after. They had the opportunity to reflect on the last 6-7 months of last season, or 5-6 months, and performances weren't acceptable. You know, they gave him the benefit of the doubt. They invested with a stronger squad, and they're giving him the chance to prove that he is capable of pushing us up to the next level. No, I don't think we're a million miles away. Don't get me wrong, I'm not a Kit Simons fan, but I want to see a long-term strategic move, not a manager to get us out of this sort of mid-table position to push up to top six. I want us to go for a manager who has proven experience at this level or at a higher level, who can take us up to the top six, get us promoted and keep us in that Premier League. I don't want all this yo-yoing of managers being sacked, coming in, coming and going. It's a farce, to be honest. We've had the amount of managers that Fulham Football Club have had the last few years is a disgrace to the club. That's not our tradition. It's not our ethics. They made a decision to go with Kit Simons a year ago. didn't feel it was the right one then, but they made a decision. Now they have to stick by the mistakes that they've made. He kept us up. Now we've got to push on. I'm not too sure having a knee-jerk reaction to replace Kidd right this minute is the right thing to do, unless they've got a suitable replacement. I'm all for getting a more suitable replacement, but the question is, who is it? You know, the managers out there who are available, I'm not sure they're Fulham fits. They're not Fulham managers. They just don't fill the tradition of Fulham Football Club, i.e. the Pearsons, the Bruces, the Lamberts, all more than capable and better than Kit Simons from a tactical perspective, from an experience perspective. They've been at this level for many, many years, so they know the ins and outs more so than Kit. But do we want to accept a Lambert or a Pearson or a Bruce in the short term to push us higher, or do we want to actually get somebody potentially who's more rounded, fits the brand of Fulham Football Club better, rather than just going with a knee-jerk reaction? I'm not too sure. I want a better manager, don't get me wrong, so I'm not saying I don't want Kit replaced, but I don't think the results are suggesting that we're that far away from pushing on from where we are. You look at some of our performances, Rotherham, QPR, this is an upgrade from last season. Those games, we probably would have been lucky to get a draw last season. This year, we've won comfortably. You know, some of the defeats by the odd goal this season, last year would have lost 2-0 or 3-0. The draws last year would have lost. So actually, pound for pound, point for point, we're in a better position. But can we sustain this under Kit Simons? Question mark. I don't think we can, but tell me who's the right person to come in and replace him. And I'm not too sure there's a suitable replacement out there who I would say is a significant upgrade and a long-term upgrade to what we've got at the moment. That's where I've got the apprehension. If they wanted to make a bold move, as you guys have mentioned, you should have done it in the summer. Here you go, new manager, here's some cash, go and invest in your new squad. They didn't do that. They kept faith in Kit Simons, and I see them continuing that faith unless performances and results drastically turn for the worse. If you get more results like the Wolverhampton Wanderers of 2 weeks ago, then he'll be out of his ear very soon. But if we start to get more results like the Rotherham United, scraping a draw against Huddersfield, battling for those points and not losing heavily, then I don't think we're going to see an immediate change.
Very interesting tape there, Emilio. And Mike, I want to get your thoughts on what he just shared here, because he brought up something that goes back to something that you were talking about. What are Fulham's goals here, Mike? You know, because again, Emilio brought up a very good point. Why didn't they change the manager over the summer? Is this about, you know, again, their expectations, what they want? Do they want top six, or do they hope for top six? What are your thoughts about what Emilio just shared?
Okay, so again, we have to look at everything in context and what's been happening behind the scenes. So we had Kit keep us up. We had Mike Rigg join earlier in the year, and you know, he's made a lot of changes in the background, and I think a lot of keeping Kit is by the club is very good. You know, he's kept us up. You're worth the chance, but also, you know, we're making lots of changes in the background. Do we really want to rock the boat too much by bringing in someone else who might not buy into what we're doing, or it might just all get a bit confusing over the summer? Because I know that, you know, Fulham, the targets that they went for, they were working from March, April onwards. You know, some of the players we didn't get, some we ended up getting, like Stearman and Ream, etc. And so I think part of keeping Kit was okay, you've earned the right to have another go. And then also, let's remember, he does have a contract for another year, even though they mean little in football, to be quite frank. But also, I think, you know, there was a lot of planning going into the summer, which we saw, and it was about giving him the players to take us forward. Now, you could argue a couple of those players arrived a little bit too late, so a lot of fans who certainly on some of the message boards are saying, you know, he's let him have time to work with these players. And that would be fine. And I would be okay with that. I would sort of understand that. If I'd seen from pre-season onwards a plan, a game plan, or I was working on where our deficiencies were last year. So, and all those deficiencies we had, you know, stopping crosses, having too many shots against us on target. not having enough. Yeah, exactly. And that, so he's, why didn't he work hard enough with the defenders that we had to do that? You know, with Hutchinson, Byrne, Bodroff. You know, he's got in Jazz Richards, one of his favourites. And but we never saw a change there. And even with these new players, okay, you could be argued you're playing a game. You haven't got time to in between the games to really work at it. I disagree with that. You know, and then his comments about maybe we should be working harder in our defensive training, even though it's boring, which is a horrendous quote that he made. And so he goes on in the interviews about learning from the mistakes he's made last year. But we've not improved in those areas enough for me to turn around and say, yes, you're right, Kit, you've learned from the mistakes, and I can see it changing on the field. Because apart from two games, and it is only QPR for me and Rotherham, where I've been impressed at how we played, there's a few halves where we've done well. But otherwise, it's the same mistakes from last year, and we've already conceded 16 goals. We might have scored 17, which is great. But if you're looking for promotion, you can't afford to let in more than 50, 55. And then, you know, scoring-wise, I don't think it's an issue. But we're not keeping enough clean sheets either. So I just haven't seen the change, the dramatic change from the summer of them coming in early, working hard, because we're letting in late goals again. So is that a fitness issue? You know, is that a substitutions? He's not making his substitutions at the right time to keep the team fresh, you know, so that we're not mentally and physically drained in those last 5 to 10 minutes. All things that we saw last year, and they're continuing already. And I just don't see anything dramatically changing from what we've seen already. So as I say, we're going to bob along in the middle of the table with Kit. And so I don't think it's a rush to judgment, if you like, to make a change after 10 games, because we've got a year's worth of evidence. And so, yes, personally, I would have made the change. But like any club who looks at players and you look at a player leaving, there'd be someone else on the list for you to go after. Any well-run club should have a list of managers that they would be interested in looking at. And so, and what's the plan going forward? So, as I said earlier, what type of manager do you want? But,
good stuff, mate.
It looks like the club are going to stick with Kit, certainly, you know, but it's almost like he's on a probationary 2-3 game run every time, not only with the directors but also with some of the fans as well. That's true.
Right.
And so we just have to see what the club are going to do, really. And we all want us to do well, and if Kit can get us promotion and keep us winning, we'll all be happy. And my goal is promotion this year. We need to get playoffs for lots of reasons. But I go back to it again. I just don't see it with Kit in charge.
Okay, very good. And Emilio, you have some thoughts on this?
Yeah, but goes back. Let's say we had to, you know, we get all these surveys we're asked to complete about the country's politicians, the governments, etc. So if I was asked for a survey, first question I'd be asked: would I like Kit Simons replaced? My answer would be yes, I do. Then what football fans are very good at doing, and I listen to a lot of the phone-ins here in the UK after Saturday and Sunday matches, all of them saying, Newcastle, get rid of their manager. Sunderland, get rid of their manager. Liverpool, get rid of their manager. Then the host of the show keep asking, who do you actually want in? That's the million-dollar question. It's who do you? It's easy to say, Kit's not good. You know, Brendan Rodgers, get him out. Steve McLaren, not good enough at Newcastle. The question then comes, okay, fine, you've got your reasons for it, and I think we all think we're not doing as well as we should do. I think we're all aligned in that, but the million-dollar question is, well, who do you think is a suitable replacement? If you wanted to be bold, Fulham Football Club and board, Big Sam was out there. You spoke to him last year, early this year, in the spring. Conversation took place, and those discussions didn't progress for whatever reason. He's now gone to another Premiership club. I wish him all the best. But another one slips by there. We could have snapped up and would have secured us probably a top six finish with the squad that we've got. And we would have had more points on the board had we secured his services in the summer. But Now, it's that million-dollar question. Do I want Kit replaced? Do I think we need to replace him? The answer is yes, but I'm not convinced who the next suitable manager is. I don't want a manager who will get us maybe into the top eight, top six more comfortably. It's Steve Bruce. Why should Steve Bruce come to Fulham if he's not good enough for Hull City? I don't want him at Fulham Football Club. We're better than Fulham Football. We're better than Hull City, and we stayed in the Premier League for many more seasons than Hull City will ever do. So why would
I want
Steve Bruce to come to Fulham Football Club? As an example, there's one example there. Paul Lambert, great at Norwich, kept them in the Premier League, took mid-table that first season. You know, was unlucky to get, you know, he went to Aston Villa, and to be honest, with the players he had, should have done better. They had a miserable scoring record last season, miserable to watch, and Brightley got sacked. Is he better than Kit Simons? Yes, he is. Was he an upgrade? Yes, he is. Will he get a top six? More than likely he will than Kit. But these aren't managers who are exciting me, and that's the key thing. And Kit Simons, you know, whilst he's not doing necessarily the best job in the world, he's not necessarily doing a bad job, like I've said earlier. You know, we've got better players, stronger squad. Like Mike said, the Blackburn game, I remember we played a very solid first 30 minutes and we were lucky to end up getting a win in that game. But last season we would have lost that game from a 2-0 lead. This year we hung on to win 2-1. There's evidence that we're moving in the right direction. As the players start to gel, they've only been playing together for 10 games. There are lessons learned. There's still some of these mistakes he's not addressing. But overall, the performances, some of them, are actually more encouraging than what we saw last season. Albeit we're still sloppy at defensive set pieces and conceding too many soft goals. Yes, that's a big issue. But when we're playing well and passing the ball around, I feel a little bit excited this season. We're scoring goals for fun at times, and we're one of the top scorers in the division. That's not to be sniffed at. So I'm trying to balance it here. I'm seeing
right.
a significant improvement from last season. The squad is stronger. The board have kept faith in him, and we are seeing some better performance, albeit, you know, the draws aren't being converted to wins, and the wins and the losses aren't being necessarily converted to draws, and that's the difference. And Lambert, Pearson, Bruce might give us more consistency, but do we want them because we don't think it's good enough, or do we think they're the right man, the right person for Fulham Football Club? And that's maybe the next question we should tackle.
And that's a question we are going to tackle in just a second. That's a great point, Emilio, but before we go there, because, again, you made some great points about the performances are better, much better than last season. The talent's better. But I'm going back to something that Mike said. This is the problem I have, and I wrote these down. Reasons for changing manager. These are my reasons, okay? Kit's not getting the most out of his players. I think you'll agree with me there. Kit's decision-making is very worrisome. Again, he's making some very, very interesting decisions, and many of them that I don't think many of us probably agree with. I'm talking about some of the decisions with the starting 11, some of the decisions with substitutions. There are many decisions he's making that, again, I have disagreed with. So I am questioning his decision-making. Fulham lack discipline in defending, especially late in matches. I'm sorry, Emilio. I think that's a reflection on Kit. Under Roy Hodgson, we always had a tight shape. You know, these issues that we're talking about were not there. Again, so that to me is a reflection on Kit. Kit did stabilize Fulham, but can he take him to the next level? These are all the issues I have. This is what has me thinking it's time to change. But you bring up a wonderful point. Again, are we in agreement, Mike, before I go back to Emilio, are we in agreement? I think we're all in agreement that we would change the manager. Emilio's point is he wants to know who that manager is. For you, again, is it more important to find the right man, or is it more important to get rid of Kit at this point?
No, I mean, I don't believe in sacking someone and then panicking about who you're going to bring in. You've got to. The decisions the club have to make is, as I said, is do you want promotion this year? Yes or no. If the plan is next year or more long term to build, then, you know, do you stick with Kit on the hope that, you know, we bumble away this season, you know, finish mid-table, again, looking at next year to push on, okay? I think it's interesting that a lot of the signings that we've made have all signed 3- and 4-year contracts, which makes me think that the club are looking at stability long-term with the players. So if we don't go up, don't expect a lot of movement next year because 10 million of parachute payments disappear straight away. And, you know, you see a lot of people criticising that we're doing things on the cheap. And, you know, I'm sure they're on good championship wages, but I think they're sustainable championship wages. So maybe the club are looking at it long term. Okay, what happens if we end up in the championship for a third season? We're going to be okay because we've signed all these guys on okay contracts and we've got a steady squad. So
okay,
for me, that's the priority. You know, we missed it with Roy. We all felt that Roy had a chance of building a club in his image, and he ran off to Liverpool. Okay, I think we all do. I mean, I think I might be wrong, Emilio, but I think we all do as Fulham fans want to see a culture at the club which feeds through from the first team down to the younger teams. And we want to see a nice passing style. And we are a family-friendly club, which I know annoys some fans, especially some of the younger ones. But, that's our image. That's what we are. But I think we need to have an identity, and the identity always comes from the manager. And our identity at the moment is a bit apathetic. It's a bit, okay, it's okay. So, yes, you have to have, if you're going to make a decision, you need to have a list of managers you're going to look for, and that's key. But I would not sack him for the sake of sacking him, because he's doing an okay job at keeping us in the middle of the table. If you lose four or five on the trot, that's a different matter.
No, very good point, Mike. And you know, I'm just posing the question because I agree with both of you. Believe it or not, I think we have some common ground here. I think we all would agree that we would change the manager if we found the right manager to replace him. It has to be the right manager. I agree with you, Emilio, on that point. I don't want to just sack Kit Simons. I want them to find the right man to move us forward. That, to me, is more important than getting rid of him. I just saw this as an opportunity right now in this time, 10 games in, to like Mike said, what do you want to be this year? Who do you want to be? Do you want to be a team that is going to be pushing for promotion or wanting promote? You know, again, just wants it, you know, wants to be in the mix. Or are you going to really be really pushing for it, meaning that you're going to do whatever it takes to get yourself there? And, Fulham have to decide who they want to be. But Emilio, I think we're all in agreement that, you know, and you've already said this, you would change the manager if we had the right manager. So I don't think there's any disagreement there.
No, I agree with that. I think we're all, with this squad, you know, we should be doing better. You know, I'm very firm in my mind that with a squad on paper, you know, when we've got, you know, starting 11 and, you know, a strong bench, we should be another 4 or 5 points better off than we are now. And I think the games I mentioned at the beginning of the show highlight where we've dropped points, where we should have probably got some extra points on the board. We haven't, and that's all about the development and learning curve of Kit Simon. But, you know, at the end of the day, we want to profile a figure at Fulham Football Club who can regain that identity, like Mike was saying. I think I want a father figure there, for a better word, who can actually attract the right players, can lead from the front, can aspire to bring Fulham Football Club back to where they belong, rightly in the Premier League. But will we do that with Kit Simons? I think the three of us all agree that I don't think Kit Simon is probably strong enough at this moment in time to get us promoted into the Premier League. But I don't think he'll be a million miles away from that. And that may be partly because this division is probably more open than it was last season. I think the teams are beating each other. So if anything, it's a good opportunity to push up the table by making a replacement sooner rather than later. But you know, who is that replacement? Who do we actually want? You know, being realistic, there are a lot of managers out there, but you know, maybe we should talk about who do we all want. I don't want Steve Bruce, and I think neither does Mike. But there's Pearson, there's Lambert, there's Brendan Rodgers. I'm throwing into the mix as well. You know,
okay,
I put him too small for him, but
well,
I see
Emilio,
Brendan Rodgers as a type of professional.
No, I was going to say you brought up the topic. Who would you want if we're being realistic? Who would you want Fulham to bring in if they could get him?
I'm not 100% certain I've got the right. Big Sam was my choice. I've been for 8 months. I've been shouting for Big Sam to come to the club. I've been asking the club basically to go and do what they should have done 6 months ago and secure his services when he walked away from West Ham or got pushed at West Ham. But the door was left open. They didn't respond, and you know, Sunderland have snapped him up. Who else is out there? Bruce, no go. Pearson, I'm not sure he's the right personality for the club, albeit he is a capable and done an excellent job for Leicester City to get them promoted and keep them in there in the first place. Paul Lambert, if you asked me 18 months ago, I would have said, yeah, it would have been a good choice. But the mediocrity at Aston Villa and the dire performances there, that just, you know, I think they only scored about 10 goals in about 15 league games last season. Paul Lambert is not the answer either. So if you had to ask me, I'd probably say Brendan Rodgers. People may laugh at that, but as a personality and a style of football, a brand of football, and a type of personality for the club, he'd be, the best all-round fit. But I doubt he would drop down a division and start managing Fulham Football Club. So if you ask me then, if it's not Brendan Rodgers, who else? I don't think there is a suitable manager that grabs me at the moment. In my opinion, until somebody more suitable comes up, who I think is the right long-term fit for the club, I'm going to sit on the fence and saying, stick with Kit, get those players gelling together. You know, maybe try. You know, we're capable of scoring goals. If we can start addressing those defensive frailties, then, you know, we will push up the table. But maybe we'll have to make a decision. If we lose the next three games, then yes, he will be pushed, and then we have to respond and make maybe a rash decision and go for one of these options: a Pearson, a Lambert, or a Bruce, possibly. But I'm not too sure those three are really the right type of person I'd want at the club.
Okay, very good. Over to you, Mike. Who would you have as the full manager? Again, situation is what it is right now. Who do you think is the best fit right now? Say Fulmer are open to finding a new manager. Who would it be for you?
Okay, so if we take the option is we need to get promotion this year, we're going to make a change, then Big Sam would have been on my list. 2 years ago, the actual thought of me even considering him being manager would have, you know, sent shivers down my spine. But he would have almost guaranteed, he's almost as good as guarantee you a playoff position, given the players we have. And I think we've missed it there. Divvied a little bit possibly in the summer, and maybe, you know, in the spring when we did speak to him. But so who's left? So you look at Pearson, who I think is, I agree. I think he reminds me of Hughes in being abrasive, and we don't get a very good press as it is, and I'm not convinced Pearson would make us any more, give us any good PR, to be honest. So I'd steer clear of Pearson. Rodgers isn't going to come down. I think Lambert is probably my preferred option. I think what you have to do at Villa is look at the problems he had there, where you had a chairman who's been trying to sell the club, and at the time he was told to reduce the wages, play the youngsters, and just keep the team up. And so he reverted to being, you know, quite defensive. And I know a couple of Villa fans, and yes, they hated him near the end. Reminds me a little bit of what happened to Joel, in a way. And but he has championship experience, so I would certainly consider him. There's others. Do you look at Poyet? He had a good championship record, but is he a bit too wild? So, you know, I'm sure there's other names out there which people may have sent you, Russ, but if you came to me, I'd probably say Lambert, if the plan was to get promotion this year. If you're looking at a longer term, can I just say, if you're looking at a longer term, you know, so we're not concerned this year, but next year we're looking for promotion. If you believe in Kit can do that, then you stick with him. If not, I would look at a younger coach or a younger manager somewhere who's already in place, and look to steal them. You know, there are plenty of coaches and managers out there who have a good reputation, and that's the way. Or do you take the Tignar route and look abroad?
It's very interesting.
You
know, again,
who would you like to see?
Mike, that's I'm sorry, Emil, I just want to go back to Mike, now I'll go right back to you. Derby County went to, it was Real Madrid, right?
Yes, they did. I mean, there's a coach who I'm watching who was at Valencia and is working with McLaren at Newcastle. in Cuffro. He's only 29-30. I've read a lot about him, watched almost everything that I can find on him on YouTube. He's a very interesting coach, someone to watch out for, but maybe he's too young. But, you know, there's also Sean O'Driscoll, who is a competent championship manager. And what about Montella, if you're going to go for an off-the-wall foreign ex-Fulham link? You know, I mean, it depends what you want to do.
Yeah,
but there are options. There are options.
I'm sorry, Emil. I didn't mean to interrupt you. Go ahead.
No, it's okay. I was going to say, you know, if you had the choice to make a change, who would you like to see at the helm at Fulham Football Club?
Me? You know, it's funny because I have two names that jumped to mind, and you guys have both named them. So I'm split because Mike brings up very good points on Paul Lambert. When he mentioned that to me, when I met with him, I did a little research on Lambert, and Mike brings up valid points with the situation with Aston Villa. And his situation prior was very good. So, again, maybe Lambert would be a good fit for Fulham Football Club. You know, I was thinking about that. But the one that really intrigued me, and I think we're all in agreement, it's not going to happen. I just think Brendan Rodgers would be fantastic for Fulham Football Club. I just don't think he would come to us. You know, if you're asking me for a manager that I think that could potentially get us not just promoted but move us forward, I think Brendan Rodgers would be the manager, but I just don't think he would come to us, Amelia.
Yeah, and I think ultimately, I think personality-wise, fit from an image perspective, I think we want to regain a bit of credibility, you know, in the country and globally, for that matter. Again, he would be a perfect fit. But what's clear to me is, you know, maybe quote me if I'm wrong, but we're all saying we know we need to make a change, and we believe that a change is appropriate. But I don't think none of us are convinced who that is yet. And I think we're all saying, do the club have sufficient confidence in Kidd? In which case, they're putting their feet up and accepting the position we're in, and just monitoring progress on a game by game basis, or are they genuinely investigating options behind the scenes? And then replace him, more in the near future. But from the three of us, what we're all saying is, I think we're all aligned what we want. But I don't think none of us are convinced who is the most suitable manager. And it's an interesting debate we're having here. But it's. I think we're all like scratching our heads. Going back to the point I made about 10 minutes ago, it's easy to say we need to replace it. We're not good enough. Do something about it. But when we're tasked with, okay, if you had this blank checkbook and you can, you know, sign somebody suitably, who's that person? We're struggling. And maybe the club are having the same challenges that we have, you know, as long-term supporters of the club. But, again, it's the easier thing is to criticise. The harder thing is, okay, put your money where your mouth is, nominate a suitable manager to replace Kit. We're not bullish enough, the three of us. We know there are options there. We know there's better capable managers out there, but none of us setting the world alight. And is that telling me we're not quite ready to make that change yet? And the performances aren't significantly bad enough to warrant that change at this moment in time. Hence, if they were bad enough and they had a manager in mind, they would either have done it in the summer or would have done it before these European Championship games.
Listen, very great points by you, my friend. And again, it's a combination of the two. I think we're all on the same page. You know, you're talking about action. Mike brought up some very good points. Mike, I'm going to go to you because I know you have some thoughts about Brendan Rodgers. What Mike said to me is really what has come out of this podcast today for me, is the fact of who do Fulham want to be this year? Do they really want to get promoted, or do they want long-term stability, or do they are hoping for promotion? Who do they want to be? And I think that's part of the issue. And you brought up the other part of the issue is, well, if you really want to get promoted, who's the right guy, you know? And they might be having a hard time finding that right person that would be the perfect fit for Fulham Football Club. So again, I guess there are no right or wrong answers here. It's just a discussion. But I think the three of us are all on the same page. We just don't have the answers. Mike, what are your thoughts about Brendan Rodgers? You just sent me a message.
Yeah. Actually, just very briefly, Emilio, no, I'm quite clear. I would make the change, and given everything that's in place, and what we know the club want, I would go for Lambert, okay, given what the club want. He's maybe not my first choice. I would like to be a bit more ambitious and, like I said, Montella or a younger coach. But as we stand today, wanting to get promotion, I would have made the change and gone to Lambert before he gets snapped up. But anyway, Rodgers, shouldn't touch him with a barge pole because he will be on, it's like being dumped by your girlfriend. He will come here bitter like Hughes did when he got the sack and joined us, and he'd just be thinking about his long-lost love, which was his previous team. And I'm not convinced by Rodgers. I think he's a lot of talk, and the press love him, but, you know, he walked into Swansea, which already had a good base, didn't do great at Reading. So he's somebody I'm not convinced by. I think for his own good, he should go abroad, just as Moyes has done, and, you know, learn some stuff there and then come back.
You actually brought up a good point, because on paper, I like Brendan Rodgers. I thought he'd be a good fit. You brought up very good reasons why he would not be a good fit at all, because, again, he'd probably end up using us, Mike. I wasn't even going down that road. But the more that you talked, I can definitely see your point on that. I think he would use us and then move along. He's done that his entire career, actually. So why would he change his ways? You know, I don't think, you know, again, the more we talk about it, would he be a long-term solution? I don't know. I think that he would be good in the short term. But if I'm being honest, I think he would potentially get us back to the Premier League where we want to be, and I want him to build something for the future for Fulham Football Club. But like you just mentioned, Mike, he'd probably then move along. He'd probably move along. Mm-hmm. So you bring up valid reasons why we should not go for Brendan Rodgers, even though, you know, again, I thought he would be a good fit, but you really nailed why he might not be. All right. Guys, we only have a little over 2 minutes. Final thoughts about our discussion, Mike, before we wrap this up.
Yeah, it's been interesting, and as Emilio said, it's not, you know, it's not black and white, is it? We're not in a run of four or five games. It's about ambition. It's about ambition and Kit's abilities. So what's the ambitions, and does the club believe in his abilities to fulfil what they want? So we're in their hands, and it will be interesting to see what happens. Borough away is going to be very, very tough. And, you know, I want us top six, top eight, kind of, you know, challenging certainly by the time New Year comes. And if that's with Kit, great. But I don't think it will be.
Okay, fair enough. Maybe your final thoughts. We've got about a minute 30 left.
No, very, very good debate. And again, we're all, you know, it's good to get, you know, our thoughts on the table. It's like Mike said, it's not black and white. You know, I think it's interesting that we're all very much aligned that we probably need to make a change. But, you know, ultimately, I think the club, you know, how ambitious are the club? And I think that's the crux of the matter. Is the club firmly believe that they want promotion or believe in promotion? And was that part of their three-year plan? I think that's the question mark there. I think ultimately, and we're sort of speculating on what the board's three-year vision is, and then whether the vision is not to do what most clubs do, is get promoted and get relegated. Maybe their view is, let's get a stability, let's strengthen, you know, progress month on month, year on year. Maybe that's their three-year plan. So again, we're speculating with the assumption that they want promotion this season. Khan has alluded to that, but, you know, I'm not too sure. If they wanted that, then I think they should have made a change in the summer. That's my point, why I don't think they've made a change yet.
Okay, very good conversation.
So.
Well, I've enjoyed this. Again, you know, the three of us, I think, are in a line. We just don't know what the ambition is, the ultimate ambition for Fulham Football Club right now, and their thoughts on Kit, and that is really up to them. But, guys, we do have to wrap up this show. For Emilio, Mike, I'm Russ Coleman. Thank you, as always, for listening to Cottage Talk. Cheers, guys. Great show.
Thanks, Mike. Thanks,
Russ.
Good to see you.
Cheers.
Nice to see you soon, Mike. Bye.